You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Firings at NOAA and the National Weather Service are affecting weather forecasting activities in Green Bay. Officials say the morning weather balloon launch in Green Bay will be canceled until further notice. The 7 p.m. launch will continue. The National Weather Service is reducing weather balloon launches in five other cities as well. Weather balloons gather essential information that supports forecasting and data collection. The NWS sends weather balloons up twice a day from 100 sites nationwide. The Joint Finance Committee for the Wisconsin Legislature announced that a state budget public hearing will be held in the Kaukauna High School Auxiliary Gym April 2nd from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. This is one of four public hearings to be held throughout the state in the month of April. In addition to the JFC hearings, Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim, along with representatives from the area, will hold budget listening sessions in April and May throughout the Fox Valley. For more information and for links to send input to the JFC, see our story at WGBW.fm. An Appleton man has been charged with the death of an infant 15 years after the fact. 35-year-old Michael Donnelly was charged Thursday with first-degree reckless homicide in the case of the infant's death in April of 2010. An autopsy said there was no anatomic cause of death and found it to be consistent with a co-sleeping death. The criminal complaint in the case does not say why the charges are being filed now. The biggest race on the ballot in a couple of weeks is for Wisconsin Supreme Court. All along, we've been telling you this race is technically nonpartisan, but the lines are pretty clearly drawn. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Elon Musk has poured millions into backing Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Musk's company Tesla is suing the state of Wisconsin for denying its request for dealer's licenses, and that case could very well reach the high court. UW-Madison professor Michael Wagner says because Wisconsin allows justices to decide whether or not they should recuse themselves from a case, there's a lot on the line.
It's in a presidential swing state, it's on a swing court, and the cases that are going to come before the court are going to be cases where the donors in the election, most notably Elon Musk, have a clear interest and a clear path they want the winning judge to take.
Meanwhile, Judge Susan Crawford of Dane County has received campaign money from Democratic billionaire George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Spending on this race is expected to top the historic $56 million spent on the last state Supreme Court race. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Green Bay Area Public School District issued a statement this week that it does not endorse or support any candidate for school board. The statement was prompted when a community member contacted the district about its logo being used on campaign materials for school board candidates. The district said the candidates responsible for those election materials have been told now by the district's legal counsel not to use the logo. Quote, the district recognizes that this was an honest misunderstanding of the permissible use of the district's trademarked logo and lack of awareness of board policy, end quote, the GPS said in a press release. After 785 images and over 1,400 videos of child pornography were found on his phone, 59-year-old Michael Verkulin of Freedom was charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography. The criminal complaint says the Fox Valley Metro Police were contacted by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children about Verkulin. If convicted, each count carries a minimum sentence of 3 years in jail. Looking for employment has just gotten a little bit easier in Brown County. The Brown County Library has opened its second job pod, this one at the Wires Hilliard branch. The first is at the East Branch Library. A job pod gives access to job search resources and expertise from workforce development professionals in a public space. It also helps those who may not have transportation or internet access. The result of a partnership between the Bay Area Workforce Development Board, Brown County Library, Nicolet Federated Library System, and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, there are four job pods throughout Northeast Wisconsin, two in Brown County and one each in Algoma and Niagara. More are being developed. It's National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week, and Melissa Kay has some facts for us.
60% of high school seniors believe that occasional marijuana use is risky. This is according to the 2023 Monitoring the Future survey. This is a notable shift in perception from youth compared to the previous year. Underage marijuana use can interfere with brain development and increase the risk of mental health challenges. It can also impair cognitive functions like memory, attention, and decision-making. Using marijuana at a young age is associated with a higher likelihood of future substance use disorders.
The Wisconsin State Senate has voted to approve an overhaul of the Department of Public Instruction's state test standards. They did so on Tuesday. The legislation has now passed both the Assembly and the State Senate and will head to Governor Tony Evers' desk. The legislation would reset the state report card standards to the level set in 2021-22 school year for high schoolers and the 2019-2020 levels for younger students. Governor Tony Evers says he will likely veto the legislation and that the Department of Public Instruction should be determining the test standards. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast recently and had a few things to say about the pay discrepancy between men and women in Hollywood. The actress who played the title character on the long-running drama said when the show started, Patrick Dempsey made a lot more money than she did, despite him having 13 failed TV pilots. Pompeo said that she understood why he got the money he got, but that she should have been compensated similarly as the show was named after her character and she worked tirelessly to promote it. Despite the recent death of her husband of almost 60 years, Dolly Parton says she is at peace with his death. The 79-year-old country music icon made a surprise appearance at Dollywood, her first public sighting since husband Carl Thomas Dean's death. Parton says she still misses Dean and loves him dearly, but she's doing better than she thought she would be. Is it just me, or would you want your spouse to say the exact opposite after your passing? It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season one was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season 2 of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We could even see a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, gradual clearing down to 22. Tomorrow, it will be sunny and cooler. High of 37 with some Rain mixing with snow late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.